Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Heath has some big names on his bust list. Let's talk about it right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Well, just so you know, for the other analysts, I only asked for 3 busts or breakouts or sleepers. With Heath, he's very succinct, to the point. We can get 4 in there. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Heath. Let him get going over that. Just kidding. All right, go ahead, Heath. Who's your quarterback bust?
You took 30 seconds of my time. No, quarterback bust. Joe Burrow, currently being drafted as the number 4 quarterback in NFC draft since May 1st. Last year, Joe Burrow was the number 9 quarterback on a per-game basis, just behind Dak Prescott and Matthew Stafford. With efficiency that we've talked about all offseason, he cannot match. If you give him the all-time best or active leader in both touchdown rate and yards per attempt, he would need 50 more pass attempts next year just to match his per game production from last year. And if he matches his per game production and finishes QB9 and you draft him as QB4, he's a bust.
You've got a first round running back as a bust.
Najee Harris. I am a little bit concerned at how volume dependent he was last year on a team that could not throw the ball down the field. And now he's talking about, first left, the weight thing, it's not about that. But he is talking about how he's going to take some more plays off. He didn't say that's because he weighs more. He's specifically said that's not why. But I'm a little bit worried that this offense does not have maybe more than 550 pass attempts. I think you could see 100 fewer pass attempts from the Steelers, with also a smaller percentage of those pass attempts going to running backs. And not that many rush touchdowns available. He's the number 4 running back going off the board. He's currently my number 8 running back. I like him more in round 2 than I do in round 1.
All right, give me a wide receiver bust.
Let's just stick here with like the young, exciting players. I'm going with Jaylen Waddle. I don't really understand how since May 1st, he's still wide receiver 13 in round 3.
Yeah.
I think Tyreek Hill is going to make a bigger impact than that. Now, there's a couple of ways this could be wrong. Waddle could be Tua's number 1 wide receiver, and Tyreek Hill could just throw an absolute fit. That'd be fun for everybody. Or Tua could take a huge leap and be a top 12 quarterback. But barring one of those two things not happening, I don't think Waddle's going to be able to produce as a top 13 wide receiver with Hill on the roster.
And Tua's being drafted as quarterback 17, which might not sound high, but it is ahead of Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, who are right behind him. It's still behind Derek Carr, Trey Lance, Kirk Cousins, and Deshaun Watson since May 1st. But, you know, drafting Tua as QB 17 and drafting Waddle in round 3, that's the ADP in 75 drafts since May 1st. It's a vote of confidence, I'd say, for the passing game. Okay, and finally, your tight end bust.
We're going to just play the tape from last year. Kyle Pitts, I think he's awesome. I love his athleticism. I love his skill. He's the number 1 tight end in Dynasty, and he's going to be the number 1 tight end in Dynasty no matter what happens this year. He could completely bust in redraft. He'd still be my number 1 tight end in Dynasty. But for redraft purposes, we are talking about a player who finished last year as the number 12 tight end in fantasy on a per-game basis, lost his quarterback and replaced him with 2 quarterbacks who are significantly worse passers, added Drake London, a true number 1 wide receiver, and now he's being drafted in the 3rd round as number 3 tight end. I just don't think it's fair to expect Kyle Pitts to be significantly better than he was last year in a significantly worse situation.
And that is it for Heath's Bus. Thank you very much. 4 busts in 4 minutes. How about that? We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.